إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word sabr in the Quran. In many places He mentioned the people who do sabr as sabireen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the most beautiful thing about sabr and sabireen, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen." Allah said that Allah is with the people who do sabr. And this is a much bigger and more powerful bashara, more powerful good news than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that Allah helps those who do sabr or in any other way. Because the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah being with you, this is the ultimate as far as the closeness to Allah is concerned. So what is sabr? Sometimes we have a mistaken impression that sabr means to just suffer in silence, bear whatever is happening in silence, just sit there and let it happen. But this is not the meaning of sabr in the Islamic sense. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal and other places, Allah mentioned the word sabireen relating to the mujahideen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use the term mujahideen, Allah used the term sabireen. So from that we understand that sabr is not inaction, sabr is the ultimate of action. Because there is no one who is more oriented towards action than a soldier fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the battlefront. So if you look at what a soldier does or what the army commander does, is they completely prepare for everything. And then they give their ultimate best to achieve their goal, which is to win the battle, even unto losing their own life if necessary. Now, the best example of this is from the seerah of Rasulullah in the Battle of Badr. And that's exactly what Nabi did. He demonstrated the meaning of sabr, which is that he did all the preparation required, both in terms of whatever material preparation and weapons and so on that they had. It wasn't much, but they used what they had to the best of their ability, as well as preparation in terms of the location of the camps, the battle lines and all of this. A lot of thought went into that, a lot of strategy went into that. And then Rasulullah ﷺ stood in salah and made dua. And that is the other side of sabr, which is tawakkul. Now, tawakkul is to understand the position of sabr in your life. So, sabr is to make the maximum effort to do the best that you can do. And then tawakkul is to recognize that despite all of that, result comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this result is related in some way to the effort you make. So it is not as if Allah will give a positive result without effort. But Allah can give if He wants. And also, despite a lot of effort, sometimes you fail, not because you did not make enough effort, but because this was not in your qadr. So tawakkul is the tawheed of the heart. This is my term for it. I say tawakkul is the tawheed of the heart. And why am I using the word tawheed? Because when you are doing sabr, when you are making a maximum effort, shaitan then comes to you, and shaitan says that the result is because of your effort. Yeah, the so-called self-made man. In English we have this term, self-made man, which is absolute nonsense, because nobody is self-made. Even people who start from rags and get to become billionaires and so on, if you study their lives and you find all kinds of circumstances, all kinds of people and all kinds of situations that happened to them, which was very fortunate, and the timing at which it happened to them enabled them to be what they became. This Malcolm Gladwell's book Outliers is a very good book to read, because he actually draws comparisons between people who had, for example, people with the same IQ, or people with very, very high IQs you're talking about, but two completely different career paths. One person just becomes a somebody who solves mathematical problems on TV shows. So sounds nice, but that's hardly a career. I mean, and the other one is Bill Gates. So that's the kind of contrast in terms of, and he shows very clearly that it's not so much the IQ, but the circumstances in which Bill Gates was born, the kind of opportunities he had, and so on. And of course, a lot of effort that he made. So the issue of tawakkul puts that in perspective. So if you are making a lot of effort and you find you are getting, you're becoming successful and so on, shaitan always is there to say, you know, this has happened because of your effort. You are a great guy, you made a lot of effort and so on, and that is why you succeeded. Whereas the reality is that to some extent, yes, you made a lot of effort and the effort has to be made, but you succeeded because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused you to succeed. Allah gave you those breaks, Allah gave you those lucky chances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you an environment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you friends, Allah gave you teachers, formal and informal, Allah gave you parents and so on and so forth, all of whom collectively were responsible for molding you to become what you became. And if you deny all that and you say, it's my effort, that's nonsense, because it's not your effort. There are other people who make more effort than you, who do not get these breaks, and so therefore they don't succeed. So it's not a question of that. So tawakkul is based on the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu's position in our lives. So sabr and tawakkul are both related. Sabr is to make the maximum effort and tawakkul is to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success. And that is where the issue of dua comes in, where the person who is making sabr, in terms of tawakkul, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ya Allah, all this effort I made, but I know it is worth nothing. You have to give me this. So please give me this. I made whatever effort I could make, but I know this is not going to get me. What is going to get me is your will and your grace and your, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy in granting us success. The opposite is also important to understand, that because we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this does not mean that you don't make effort. Because you might ask this question, if success comes from Allah, then what is the need for me to work? And the answer is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the laws of this world, right? We call them the laws of physics and so on and so forth. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the qudrat. Allah is not bound by His own laws. Allah has the qudrat to break those laws or to do something outside of those laws. But Allah does not do it, except in very exceptional cases, in order to prove to people who do not have faith in Allah that Allah can break His own laws. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the law that for a child to be born, there has to be a man and a woman involved. Right, so you want to have a child, then go get married. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala broke the same law where Isa alayhi salam had no father. Allah broke the law even more where Adam alayhi salam had neither a father nor a mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala broke the law even more where the mother, within quotes, of Hawa alayhi salam is who? A man. No, Adam alayhi salam. Hawa alayhi salam was born from Adam alayhi salam's rib. So what do you call somebody? Who did she come from? From Adam alayhi salam. So her, within quotes, mother is Adam alayhi salam. Now why is Allah doing all this? So that it is proven to you that Allah is not subject to His own law. Allah can do what He wants. So don't think that Adam alayhi salam is God, or don't think that Isa alayhi salam is son of God. No. All of these are creatures of Allah. Allah makes what He wants. But what is the rule? The rule is, you want to have a child, go get married. You can't say Allah can give. Of course Allah can give, but will He give you? No. That is the issue. We are not denying the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are just looking at the sunnat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qudrat of Allah is qudrat of Allah. But the sunnatullah is something which is the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in the world. So what is the qudrat of Allah? The qudrat of Allah is that Allah can make you sit in one place, and Allah can make you a billionaire, trillionaire just by sitting in one place. But does Allah do this? No. What is the sunnatullah regarding this? Is if you want to have a great career, go study, get the right education, Go work hard. Make the right choices. Deliver quality. All of this. And if you do all that, then inshallah al-Mustaan, you will be successful. But what do we do is, we also then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledge that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We acknowledge that, oh Allah, nothing happens without your will. So please give me. I made the effort, but my effort by itself will not succeed unless you decree and unless you allow it to succeed. This is the connection between sabr and tawakkul. The reason I'm saying it, because a lot of young people here, in their beginning of their careers and in the early parts of your careers and so on, and it is good for you to know that if you want to succeed, you have to make the right effort, you must get the right education, and you must connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah mentioned this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Faskurun yaskurukum, washkuruli wala takfurun, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu. How? Bisabri wa salah. And this, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bisabri wa salah, illustrates what I'm saying. Sabr is the effort, salah is the dua. Salah is salah, as in salah which we prayed now, but also salah, the linguistic meaning is also dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, make the sabr, then the dua. Allah did not say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bi salati wa sabr. No. The salat comes after the sabr, not before. So simply sitting and making dua doesn't work. Make the effort, then make the dua. And then Allah told us, success. What is the result of this? Of sabr plus dua is, Inna Allaha ma'a sabiriyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of sabr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the sabirin. We ask Allah to give us success. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.